You're listening to SBS News.
The last time Rajshree Patel and her son Nivan were together in Australia was July 2019. That was just before the toddler was taken to India with his grandparents while she finished her Bachelor of Nursing. More than 18 months later, they remain separated by closed borders.
I feel like my body part is removing. Someone remove my body part. I need my parents too.
Rajshree came to Australia 8 years ago, became a citizen in 2018, and for the last 6 months has been working as a nurse at a COVID-19 testing clinic in Sydney. The single mum, who also has a chronic illness, has applied 3 times for a travel exemption for her parents to bring her son home, but was refused. Under the country's COVID-19 travel ban, only the immediate family of an Australian citizen or permanent resident is allowed to enter the country. Australian migration regulations define immediate family as a spouse or de facto partner, dependent child and legal guardian. Parents don't qualify. On Rajshree's most recent application, only her mother was approved for travel, but she doesn't want to separate her parents. The 31-year-old has also considered flying to India, but can't take the risk of joining the many other Australians stranded overseas.
For me, if I go back, who's gonna pay rent here? If I'm stuck in here for 6 months, 4 months, I have to sell everything. I lose my job.
Roya Salamati knows the feeling. Her father in Iran died from COVID-19 last year. The Australian citizen applied for a travel exemption for her mother, who's now on her own to come to Australia, but was rejected twice.
This is very important for migrant communities to be heard, and they suffer a lot about this separation.
Hundreds of families in the same position recently protested across the country. Their campaign for change has also attracted more than 11,000 signatures on a petition which was presented to federal parliament by Liberal MP Celia Hammond in November. In response to the petition, a Home Affairs Department spokesperson told SBS News the government acknowledges the difficulties with respect to extended families seeking to reunite. However, there are currently no plans to include parents in the definition of immediate family for the purpose of travel exemptions. Labor MP Julian Hill says that's not good enough.
If the Prime Minister had showed leadership last year and done his job properly and taken responsibility for quarantine, then we would not be in this mess and we would not see these families separated so cruelly for so long.
Rajshree and the many others lobbying for change say they will continue the fight. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Catalina Flores, SBS News.